When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Monique. I hope you're having a good day. This is episode 48 of the Brown Vegan Podcast, where I love to share tips on how to transition to a vegan lifestyle and, of course, chat with other vegans to get candid advice about how to transition and how to maintain the lifestyle and all of the things that go along with being on this vegan journey. You can learn more about what I do and how I do it at brownvegan.com. And of course, if you're new to a vegan lifestyle, you can also download the free vegan starter kit, which is at brownveganvip.com. So today I have Joshua Black on the show, my fellow YouTuber. Y'all know I like chatting with my YouTube friends. And on this episode, Joshua is going to talk about his transition to vegan life, how he was just really tired of being tired of not having the best health, not taking care of himself the way he should, how he decided to do a 21-day juice cleanse and lost 50 pounds after doing that, which is insane. We talk about the case against oil and how it's unnecessary. We talk about YouTube as far as being a vegan YouTuber and how that looks. And yeah, just a really good chat with him. Just talking about life and the importance of having a really, really strong why when you want to transition to vegan life. So without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into the conversation with Joshua Black from UrbanBlackVegan.com.
I'm doing great. Just glad to be here.
So let's start off by talking about why you decided to become a vegan.
Okay, so here's my story, short and sweet. So I was a vegetarian for a long, long time, but not a very, as I like to put it, not a very good one, meaning although I was not eating red meat and chicken, I was still eating poorly to the point where I was getting sick. I developed diabetes, all the symptoms that come along with diabetes, all of them. I was so sick, so ill, on medication, gained like 50, 60, 70 pounds. One day, I'll never forget, the year was 2011, July 4th, at about 11 p.m., I watched the documentary Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. I saw myself in the lead guy that was, you know, in that documentary. Medication, he was overweight, sick, and just tired of it. That night, I was in tears. I got up, stood in front of the mirror. I never do this because didn't like the way I looked. Took a picture of myself and said to myself, this is the last time I will look this way. And I then juiced for nothing but juice, no solid food, didn't chew anything for 21 days.
Wow.
I lost 50 pounds. From that point, I was vegan. There was no looking back. And it's been intense ever since.
Wow. 50. Okay. Let's unpack this. That is insane. One of the things that I really want to point out to our listeners is the fact that you made a conscious decision that this was going to be a lifestyle for yourself. I know that a lot of people think that they want to be vegan and they kind of go back and forth about it, but making that conscious decision really helped you, it sounds like, because then the next step was for you to juice, to lose the weight, to feel better, to make all of this happen for yourself. So I love the fact that you were very intentional about it, but 50 pounds. So you lost 50 pounds in 21 days?
21 days. You have to understand, I went from eating stuff like bread and just eating anything that wasn't chicken, meat, or fish. So, you know, I'm a big pizza-holic, all of it. But Monique, what happened was, and this is what I do because now I'm a personal trainer and I try to coach and motivate others through the YouTube channel. And people ask, well, how can I get started? And the first thing I say, and they're like, oh, I'm going to start going to the gym. No, that's wrong. Because if your mind isn't where it needs to be, your body's not going to follow. Mm. You can force your body to do whatever, but it's the mind that leads the way. The body just follows what the mind wants to do. So after seeing those powerful images of this guy transforming himself, his life, his attitude towards food, I had done the same thing. It was now in my head. So it sounds amazing when you say, okay, you're just going to not eat for 21 days. You're not going to chew anything for 21 days. But when your head is there, it wasn't a struggle. I'm working with a young lady now, and she's all the way in Arizona. So the first thing I told her, she said, well, I want to go to the gym 4 days a week. I said, well, for the first 2 weeks, we don't even talk about the gym. We're not even going to talk about the gym. We need to understand your why of why you're doing this. We need to build upon that why. We need to build upon your mental strength. We need to feed the mental and along with feeding the body. So if you don't feed the mental, then the mental is weak and it's going to suffer. So when it's those times when it's tough, when it's those times when they're like there's nothing to eat, you can fall back on your mental to get you through. But if you don't build that mental strength, that's why I fast. That's why I continue to do intermittent fasting or water fast or sometimes to fast, because it helps me to build my mental strength. I like to call it my mental muscle. It builds that. So when those times I'm going to events and there's nothing there to eat besides like a cheese dish, a cheese tray along with some celery, and there's nothing else, and I have to be there for 4 hours, you know what I do? I fall back on my mental strength because I built it through fasting, intermittent fasting. I built it through looking at documentaries, understanding that by eating that piece of meat is going to be harmful. It's going to be more harmful than if I just sit it out for the next 3 hours and then eat.
How long did it feel like it took you to get to that place where you felt comfortable about making a decision and being consistent?
Well, actually, after the 21 days, my head was right in the right space. From there, it was like, how can I build to be better? That's why now I'm like doing no oil. So I'm constantly looking at what I'm doing, looking at what I'm eating. How can I make it even better? You know, what can I do? That's another reason I started the YouTube channel, to give me more accountability, to hold me accountable. Now it's not just me. It's my 6,000-7,000 subscribers that are out there looking at me. It's not just me looking at the mirror, looking in the mirror. It's them looking at me also. Now I have to be accountable to not only myself but others. So as the journey continues, and it's always a journey, is no end to the journey. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I have to continually fall back sometime, look at what I'm doing. How can I refine it? How can I make it better? What is the next step? So I don't think I'll ever arrive. I'll think I'll forever be evolving.
It's so true, because I feel like I actually talked about this in the previous episode, which is episode 46, I think. I talked about how it definitely is a journey, and about the importance of making this lifestyle bigger than you, a purpose, making it a more of a purposeful life. And I feel like Sure. you've done that with your YouTube channel. So we're definitely going to talk about YouTube, because that's like Okay. one of my favorite things to talk about. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get into YouTube, I Sure. want to talk about the oil, okay? Because Sure, absolutely. You get on me about this oil, and I'm just like, I'm just going to keep on sauteing these vegetables and a little bit of olive oil and coconut oil.
Absolutely. No, and I understand that.
Yeah, sometimes I'm better, though. I will say this, because I use my vegetable broth, too, sometimes to saute my vegetables in. But let's talk about the case against oil. Why oil is unnecessary in our diet as vegans.
Absolutely. I can tell you that. And not only as vegans, I'm going to even drill it down to being Black people, period, and veganism. I'm going to drill it all the way down to that. But let me first explain this. It wasn't an easy task for me either, and I'm still a work in progress. I've been vegan since 2011. But during that time, I was doing the oil thing. Absolutely, it's been like the last 7 months or close to a year.
Almost a year, yeah, since you said that.
Uh-huh. So for 5 years, I was doing the oil thing just like everybody else. But then I had to really, like I said, I like to fall back some time and like look at, what am I doing? Why am I not seeing the gains from the gym? Why? What's going on? Then I had to like I like to say, continuing to feed my mental, I'm like, I looked at Forks and Knives again. And I said, you know, I looked at that whole documentary, which I think every vegan has. And somehow, us as vegans, we can kind of gloss over that whole section about oil. We can kind of like just, okay, what else are they going to say? Because I'm not going to give up the oil. we could just, you know, the fact that it clogs our arteries, the fact that it's saturated fat, the fact that it's the most calorie dense product on the planet. I do not call it food because it's not food. It is stripped of all fiber. And we as Americans are 90% of Americans are fiber deficient. And you think about it, why? Because we're not like fueling our bodies properly. And oil, which is used for nothing but flavor, is not adding to our overall good health. Mm-hmm. There's nothing anyone can tell me that oil does to make your life better besides taste. And we can't be creatures of taste. We can't just live by what we like. We need to be led by what our body needs. And if we can do that, we'll be better off for it.
I agree with you, but I think it's more so for myself. I will say that it's kind of like a conditioning. So, it is conditioning. It's no kind about it, because when I think about, you know, cooking and things like that, before I was a vegan, I didn't do like a whole lot of cooking. It was kind of like just throwing something in the oven, you know, whatever. And when I would look at a lot of recipes as I was transitioning, they would say, okay, saute with oil. And, you know, just watching my parents cook when I was growing up, we just used to the oil being there, never really questioning why it's there. So what would you suggest for substitutions, I guess, for oil? Because when I'm thinking about it more than just, you know, sauteing your vegetables, as far as using oil when you buy packaged food, do you not buy packaged food? Because a lot of that has oil in it. So just give us some tips on how to overcome some of our addiction to oil.
Sure. And believe me, like I said, like with veganism, it is definitely a journey. So here's what I'm doing. Let me say that, because I'm not all the way there yet, but this is what I've been doing. First thing I did was I'm going to stop buying bottled oil. That was when I initially started this. I'm going to stop buying bottled oil. So then you start buying the stuff in a spray can, like the, you know, olive oil, whatever they have in a spray can, you know, and you're like, okay, that's one step. And then after that, you say, you know what, I'm going to try to ease back off of that. But then how do you saute or fry things? Then you find vegetables and different things that already have oil in it, already have that consistency that you can use in place of. You start using things like, believe it or not, water. You start using vegetable broth. You start buying utensils and equipment, tools that you need. I have a ceramic frying pan, mm-hmm. right, that nothing sticks to this thing. Nothing sticks to a ceramic pan. I can then saute onions with that. I've also learned that by using garlic, the whole clove, don't even take it out, the whole clove, I roast that. And then garlic becomes like this buttery substance once you roast it that has oils natural to the garlic that you can scoop out of that and put into the pan. Now, you may not want everything to have a garlic taste to it, but that is one solution to give you a flavor along with that oily kind of a feel that will also coat and saute things like onions. I know I saute onions with garlic. With a little bit of vegetable broth, I put that into my ceramic pan, put a little top on it, put it on low simmer, done. And I've just saved myself over 125, maybe 250 calories, because just a tablespoon is 120 calories of oil. 100% pure fat. Let's make sure that's noted too. With zero nutritional value.
Yeah.
Zero fiber, zero protein, zero nutrients. Why are you putting that in your body? And then people say, "Oh, I'm just using a little bit. I'm just going to use a little bit." And I always like to say, "Well, how about if I just put a little bit of this nail in your tire? How about if I just put a little bit of alcohol in your gas tank? How about if I just put a little bit of rat poisoning in your food? Just a little bit. You probably won't affect you, but I'm just going to put just a little bit." You would say, like, hell no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't want that. So, but it's a mental thing. So by building my mental, by reading, looking at videos, following people like Dr. Esselstyn, and his son, Rip Esselstyn, you start to like, it starts to become ingrained. You start to recondition your conditioning to want oil. And that's all it's about. It's just like reconditioning, relearning, and understanding that this is not a help. And also, you know, so I always like to not rant, but always answer people who talk about being fat and being vegan. You know, this is a thing. I don't understand why I'm still fat, and but I'm vegan, because you're not drilling down, looking at the food that you're eating, like the stuff that you're putting in your mouth. That's not really food, because oil is not food. But like you said earlier, because we're conditioned, but that's what we've seen. We've grown to find that as being the norm. Mm-hmm. You know, so we just have to create a new normal. That's all. Even with like being vegan, we've created a new normal. Our normal is not what your normal is. Vegans have created a new normal. Yep. So within the journey, it's just a process of going like, okay, no oil. Now, a lot of people do a lot of processed food, like box vegan food. Mm-hmm. You know, I did that too. I think that's a great way to bridge to veganism, but it's a bridge. And like every bridge, you want to cross the bridge. You don't want to like stay on the bridge. You want to cross the bridge. So after you cross that, then it's like, okay, what's the next bridge? Okay, oil. Now, what's the next bridge after that? I don't know yet, but I know I'm trying to get over that bridge of oil. And oil is very hard, because sometimes I do want a veggie burger, and there's only one veggie burger on the planet that I've found that has no oil. There's only one.
And it's dry as a bone, isn't it? What is it?
I haven't had it yet, because you can only get it from I only seen it at Whole Foods. It's called the Engine 2 Burger.
And oh, that's done, yeah. From Rip, right? Yeah.
Right, from Rip.
From the guy.
Now, I had to tell you about, because I just met him, did an interview. It was amazing.
Really?
With Rip. Yes. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. But anyway, I did this interview with him. He says, yeah, I have 32 products that have no oil. I was like, what? And he broke it down to me. I said, well, how did you get manufacturers to do that? He said, it was very hard.
I'm bad.
He said, some things we could not do, because they're not just using, they don't put oil on it just to put oil on. He said, they're putting oil on it as a preservative.
Yep.
To extend the shelf life of things. I was like, oh, I never knew that, you know? So this oil is insidious, and it's not good for us. And I seen Rip in person. He looks amazing for 56 or 50-something. His dad looks amazing, you know?
I don't know why I thought he was in his 40s. I don't know what I thought.
Because he's an athlete. He's slim, trim. He looks great. And his dad looks amazing, you know? And his dad is 83 years old. His whole family had bought into the plant-based life. And they all look incredible. His dad, 83, still working. That's amazing to me.
I'm so glad that we're having this conversation, because I'm telling you, after we finish, I was planning on, I was going to roast some potatoes, and I was going to put some coconut oil, one of them, on my potatoes and roast them. And now I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do that. So tell me what I should do instead with my potatoes. Can I put them in the oven without putting oil on them?
That's what I do. I bought myself a small size convection oven.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way I make my tofu. That's the way I make my, I don't really do potatoes that often, but whatever I need to have a little crunch to it, or I need sauteed, I always do convection oven, or I use my ceramic pan. Mm-hmm. And I always use a little vegetable broth, and it's a done deal. Now, granted, you may have to, you can't just put it in the oven and walk away. You might have to come back and, you know, like coat it a little bit more, do some of that stuff. But look, I'm good.
What was your motivation to come over to YouTube land, which is where we met?
Yes. Okay, well, there's like three things that truly motivated me. You know, as a lot of black vegan vegans, you probably go to YouTube to find some support, because, you know, there's few and far between as far as if you're in a community, there's not that many. Right. So you go to YouTube maybe to try some tips and some recipes, whatnot. And I came across your video, and something just sparked this idea to like, I want to do this. I want to inspire, motivate, and uplift some folks. So that was one reason. Two, I wanted to, what was the next thing I said to myself that can help me hold myself accountable to this lifestyle and to what I'm doing? YouTube could do that. I could reach some folks and really share my story. And three, I started to really feel like I had the world's best kept secret all to myself. Like, I can't just, it's not fair for me to keep this to myself. There's other people out here struggling. I walk down the street, I can see them struggling. I have a solution here because it is actually working and I didn't pay a penny for it. Mm-hmm. Why be selfish with this? I need to share this. I need to get it out there and just share my experience. And the reason I feel credible is because I have actually gone through the experience.
Exactly.
I'm not this vegan guy who says, do this to avoid this and avoid that. I'm only telling you what has actually worked, what has actually worked that I can relate to. So when people say, like, I'm overweight, I say, you know what? I've been there. I understand. I can actually, you know, give them advice. They hold me. They think I'm a little bit more credible because, yes, this is when he was big fat guy. This is when he's not a big fat guy. And these are the steps that he took to get there.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the fact that you said that you started too as a way to keep you accountable, because that was a motivation for me as well. I felt like there wasn't enough Black vegans. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell people about this lifestyle. I never thought I would ever be a vegan. So I have to do it in a way that is like as practical as possible, because that's how I am. You know, I got to share my experiences. And it did make me accountable. And I feel the same way. I absolutely agree with that. So let's talk about some of the backlash that comes with being a YouTuber. Right. I know that you have a video called The Beautiful Struggle. Tell us about that and just talk about some of your experiences being a vegan YouTuber.
Okay, sure. So I started with the YouTube. I've been going pretty strong, and I try to be very on point with like being consistent with putting out videos. I try my best and make them as creative as possible. But I definitely want hard-hitting issues at the same time. And I also want to inform and help, and I try to use my own experience. One experience I had was similar to yours when I got on YouTube. I said, let me see if I can find Black vegans so I can, you know, glean some information from them and from their experiences and maybe some of their cultural challenges that they're dealing with. And so once I started my channel, I wanted to make sure that I put up resources for other vegans looking for other Black vegans so they can relate to. So I did a video that I do a few videos, these top five, not even top five, just pointing out five Black YouTubers, sometimes female, sometimes male, who are, and it doesn't matter the size. I don't care if you only have 10 subscribers, but I just want to bring attention. As long as you're doing something that's positive, that's not causing harm to not only animals, but to people, then I wanted to like give you big ups and say, hey, check this person out. So while doing that, I've gotten responses from people, comments that said, most recently, it seems a bit racist to point out Black vegan female YouTubers. I was shocked.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. You know, even though my channel is not necessarily just for Black people, but there are Black issues, my response is going to be straightforward and relatively simple. I'm just trying to bring light to those who don't necessarily have any light, who don't usually get any shine. Mm-hmm. That's it. So if there's someone who's doing something who's doing something positive, who is not Black, I'll give them shine too. But the fact of the matter is that those who are most unrecognized are vegans of color. And specifically on YouTube, Black vegans of color, especially males, few and far between. I know they're out there, but where are they? And if I can do just a little bit to bring their story, their message to light, I think it's my duty just to do that. Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I agree. And I also always tell people that YouTube is just an amazing platform to just put yourself out there, like we said about the accountability. And also, I think it's an amazing platform to, I guess, make this lifestyle look normal to the everyday person. I know for myself, I said I have to be, at first, when I first started my brand, I felt like I was going to be behind the camera mostly, and I wasn't going to show my face. But then I was like, no, I have to show my face. I have to show people that, you know, there are people, everyday people out here Sharing is love, sharing is lifestyle. So I think it's just so important. And then just something kind of like we talked about before, the importance of being collaborative too. Like we have to look out for each other in this lifestyle. Cause it's not, I feel like there's not enough of us doing it. So
right.
What tips do you have for someone who is just getting started? It sounds like you're going to probably recommend a juice cleanse because that was your experience.
It's real simple. This is what I tell everybody. Before you even decide to change what you're eating, understand why you're doing it. Start to feed. Don't worry about feeding yourself just at first. Start to feed your mental. Start to feed your brain. Start to understand food. You know, understand what it does, why it does it. If you can understand why that piece of, I don't know, steak is not good for you, not just, and granted, because it's cruelty to an animal, yes, but why isn't it good for you? Why? Why do you not want to eat that? Why do you not want to eat, drink milk? Like, why? And the way you do that is by feeding your brain. You have to documentaries, studies, websites, find leading doctors in the field. Understand it. You have to build up your why. Once you can build up your why, then you can decide the type of foods you should eat or the foods you shouldn't eat. That's always the first thing. Before you start with any meal plan, before you start with any juice cleanse, because maybe a juice cleanse is not for you. Maybe that's a little bit too much for you. But you need to understand the food. That's what I always help you. Understand it first. It's going to, if you can build up your thinking, build up your reasons why, then that's going to help you get to that next stage. That's, to me, that's where the journey begins. Understanding and believing in what you're doing and having a reason. For me, my reason is my family. I need to be here for my family. My why is so strong that I can never go back because I have a wife and daughter that are depending on me. I can never go back. You can continue to build up that why. It's going to be so much easier to take this journey.
Somebody once has any questions or they want to reach out to you for your coaching services. Yeah,
sure. So you can reach me through my website, which is urbanvegan.com, the YouTube channel, everything is Urban Black Vegan. Just contact me, reach out to me on Facebook. We got some really strong Facebook stuff going on right now. And let's make it happen. I'll answer anything.
Of course, all of Joshua's links will be at brownvegan.com under this episode so that you can check it out. Thank you so, so much for being on the show. It's such a pleasure as always. And I hope to see you this weekend at the Vegan Mac Challenge thingy.
Yes.
That's going on in Baltimore, so we can hang out there.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Joshua's always dropping the knowledge. It's good hanging out with him. Follow him on Facebook. He's pretty active on that, Urban Black Vegan, as well as Instagram and Twitter. All of the show notes and all of his links will be at brownvegan.com under episode 48. And of course, if you're enjoying the show, be sure to rate us 5 stars so that other people can find out about the Brown Vegan Podcast. Thanks so much for all of your support. It's much appreciated, and I will talk to you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.